So we began calling him the Bunny, and then he called himself the Bun Bun. So he was Bun Bun until he was about 4, at which point we decided he was Brian. Before other people would pick it up outside the family.
Something on wheels you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
A baby buggy or a carriage or a crib? None. There's no difference between a baby buggy or a carriage. Mm-hmm. A crib might have wheels, but wouldn't have to. Mm-hmm.
You put the baby in the carriage and then you go out and
push the carriage or walk the baby.
And if you had 2 children, you might have a son and a
daughter.
Or a boy and a
girl.
And if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say in 1 year he
grew 5 inches.
You say you certainly have
grown.
And you say you can almost see him
growing.
And if a woman's looked after 3 children until they're grown, you say she
raised them.
Anything else you say?
Brought them up.
And if a child's misbehaving, you tell them if you do that again, you're going to get a
swap, probably, or a spanking.
What would you say to an older child if it was going to be with a belt maybe?
Oh, I probably wouldn't do that. I'd find other ways to deal with an older child. Brian is at the breaking point now when he doesn't get spanking. We didn't say you get a whipping. And when I was little, we got a switching because we used a little thin branch off of a hedge. Or we also had a wild plum tree that we would get a switch off of. We didn't get whipping. And a spanking meant with a hand or a hairbrush. And a switching meant with a switch. I've heard people say you're going to get a licking for that.
Well, how did licking?
Get a licking. Well, that's the same as a spanking. Or a switching. You were going to get hit with something. Probably not a board or a belt, but something smaller than that.
If a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say he...
He looks like his father or he favors his father.
What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior?
You might say he's a spitting image of his daddy.
Okay. And if a woman's going to have a child, you'd say she's...
Pregnant.
Did that word sound all right to you?
Yes, my mother always would talk about it. She tells me when I was about 2, she was at a party with her bridge club, and at that point, let's see, how did that go? Well, they had been talking, and it discovered me behind the sofa, and they discovered me because they heard this little voice piping up, "Somebody in this room is pregnant, and I think it is Mary Beth." Oh, I might say expecting. She's expecting a baby, I would usually say, because it sounds sort of odd to me to say expecting without an object for it. I would not likely say she's with child unless I intended it to be a more literary context.
Mm-hmm. What about she's big?
No, I wouldn't say that. I would think of that as meaning fat for any reason. You might say she's carrying a baby.
Any joking or vulgar words of saying that?
Knocked up. Let's see if there's anything else I can think of. No, that's probably what I would have heard mostly. Occasionally I have heard older, sort of refined, cultivated ladies who didn't like pregnant say enceinte, which is French for pregnant. Actually means walled in. So, well, sometimes I've heard confined, not to mean actually confined in childbirth, but to mean almost ready to have a baby.
If you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you could send for?
A midwife.
And if a child...